something one of vocab's things that usually gets very little coverage is the casework, individual victories, that kind of thing. What could you go over some of OCAP's casework victories over the past year? Some of the really big wins.
Well, I mean, there's been ongoing stuff. And it's been in, it isn't so much that the you point to this or that case, it's just the volume of the thing has increased enormously. We have Mike Coward working on the housing front, dealing with eviction situation after eviction situation and winning victory after victory. On immigration questions, people who would otherwise have been deported to their death being saved on a much larger scale than we've been able to do before. After September 11th, we found ourselves intervening in the situations of people in the United States who were being incarcerated and couldn't get back to this country. People like Shakir Balok, you know, those kinds of cases were taken up, as well as the ongoing in the trenches stuff with welfare offices and employers who refuse to pay wages and those kinds of things. We've had a number of skirmishes with employers over the last year where we've been able to win things for people. It's really the striking thing about casework is not so much the spectacular individual victories as the fact that the volume of it has increased so much. And actually, with many of the entities we're dealing with, the number of cases in which we have to actually take action has actually decreased because our demands tend to be responded to much more seriously and immediately than they were in the past. But then occasionally, you know, things and that too has been part of the struggle this year.
You mentioned immigration struggles. There have been a couple couple of big immigration events recently in Montreal with the non-status Algerians, and here in Toronto with Dorothy Agaro, who's a case we mentioned a couple times on the station. I was wondering if you could comment on some of the work with No One Is Illegal that's taken place.
Yeah, it's an area of work that I myself have not been very heavily involved in, and there are other OCAP people that should really more properly speak to that in more detail. But the linking up with people in the Algerian community in Montreal, No One Is Illegal. The work of the work that OCAP has done around immigration has tended now to, similarly in some ways to the housing type stuff, is what's starting to emerge is that people were resisting deportations and other abuses of people who are refugees and immigrants is starting to actually spread. The whole idea of communities mobilizing and allies of communities mobilizing with them to defend people is starting to spread into other areas, and a sort of a de facto network is beginning to emerge. So that's been really healthy.
Speaking of de facto networks, was there much communication with some of the groups out in Vancouver and Halifax that pulled off some squats in September and early October? Or was it kind of like these things just you found out about these things when everyone else did, and it was kind of lending support at that point?
Well, I certainly we didn't play any role in setting up the Woodward squat. But once it was operating, we had ongoing contact with people and ongoing discussions. And when October 26th happened, people in Vancouver were taking action in solidarity with the day of action that we'd called. And so we're very sure that in the course of the coming year, it's going to be possible to talk in terms of those kinds of actions taking place in a coordinated coast-to-coast kind of a fashion.
Looking back over the actions of authority over the past year, have you found that the city and the province have been any more or less aggressive or belligerent towards homeless people in general and the organization over the past year? Because I think some might describe the actions of the city this year as rather more aggressive overall.
No, I mean, there's no doubt that the prevailing political agenda, which is global in its manifestation, increasingly is not interested in any concessions, is looking to remove all forms of social entitlement and to use physical repression in place of social provision. and that continues to play out in on the streets of Toronto with increasing ferocity. I mean, it's getting worse. It's getting more brutal. There's absolutely no question about that.
Probably something you might not be able to comment on, but the Toronto Star's report earlier this year regarding racism in police stops. Is this something that you've seen reflected in the past from what you've heard from people who come to OCAP saying, you know, authority's been doing this to me, I don't know why?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. All the time. Whether we've dealt with it, in different communities over the last couple of years, and I think perhaps especially of the Somali community. At least that's some of our experience has been concentrated there. Just that there is racist policing of communities is undeniable. It was curious that Fantino's response was to say that basically we have to police where people are concentrated, that there are problem areas in the city. So his essential argument was that it isn't that we're racist. It's just that a disproportionate number of poor people happen to be people of colour, and that's the cause of the interaction, the increased interaction. Unquestionably, one of the manifestations of racism in our society is indeed that people of colour are disproportionately poor, but they're also disproportionately victims of unwelcome police attention, harassment, and brutality. In fact, the striking thing about the figures was that Fantino was actually wrong. If you're a poor person, in and of itself, you're much more likely to be harassed by the police. But if you're a black person, you're going to be subjected to unwelcome police attention wherever you are in the income level.
Are there any other things that have happened around OCAP this year that you'd like to point out to people and say, this was a good thing that happened or this was a bad thing, something that we haven't gone over already?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we've covered sort of most of the day-to-day type work that we've done. It's just been much more diversified and on a bigger scale this year, and it's growing. Obviously, I think we do take a certain amount of pride in how we've worked under difficult circumstances, but we are nonetheless organising in the context of a worsening situation. We're organising in the context of a broader movement that has been largely passive in the face of attack. We certainly need to see the trade union movement step in and play the kind of role that it could and should be playing in terms of resisting the social and political agenda coming out of Queen's Park and Ottawa and City Hall, and that hasn't by and large been happening. I'm not saying there aren't very militant trade unionists around, but the big organisations have not played the role that they should in my estimation. And as an organisation itself, OCAP certainly, in terms of organising the poor and the homeless to fight back in this city, we've only got our foot in the door. We've only begun the job of organising in a way we need to organise in any community. But I mean, here we are on College Street, engaged in running an office and carrying on a struggle and doing some important things. But there are whole areas of the city and whole communities that we don't even begin to have any influence in and any involvement in, and we need to change that.